You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here.
I have nobody's on Zoom, so I don't have any idea what's going on. Hey,
no.
Everybody, we are trying something fun. We just got it going on over there.
Sean has to do it all at the same time.
I know, I like goofing off, and I shouldn't have done it.
Because now he doesn't even know how to let people in.
No, I can't even ask people to join or something, or I don't know. I tried to do manage it and share screens. No, I don't want to do that. One participant can share at a time. Multiple participants can share simultaneously. So we'll just see what happens. I put the link out there. If people want to jump in there, whatever. What's up? We are here as well. Thank you guys for joining us. We are happy to be here. We thank you so much for coming on this Tuesday. Shayna's doing so much better today. Oh my God, she's like a new Shayna.
Yes.
A whole new Shayna.
Oh my God. Yesterday I was dying.
I hope you have your cocktails.
Oh yeah, cocktails, happy hour.
Happy hour, cocktails.
Cheers,
time.
People.
Thank you.
Cheers to us.
Thank you.
For all of us working so hard.
That's right. All you essential workers out there, all of you non-essentials, whatever that means, thank you for just being you.
Absolutely.
Because ultimately, we're all essential.
Classy,
right?
Says she can't hear anything.
What?
Can anyone hear us? Mary says thank you.
Mary
so
says
she must be able to hear
she's
us.
She's hearing us. Okay, good. All right. Well, then we're getting it worked out. Maybe it's the Zoom that's jacking
it. It could be the Zoom.
Is anyone on the Zoom? It says there's no participants.
Yeah.
So
close your Zoom.
Okay, I'm Zooming out. I'm out. End all meetings. Okay.
We need to do it at a different
later.
Time when we're not podcasting. Maybe we should Zoom from the workroom tomorrow.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I love that idea.
Classy says, be right back. She's going to get a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself a Bloody
Go
Mary.
Go get yourself a cock or a tail.
Oh, yeah.
Meow, baby. Meow.
You seem fun today.
Thank you.
I'm happy.
Thank you.
We are here. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
I feel a million times better than I did yesterday.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I was in a... muscle relaxer hangover, muscle relaxer induced coma.
Yes, you were in induced coma.
What kind
coma.
Of muscle relaxers do I take?
Flexeril,
man, those will knock your dick in the dirt.
And so Heather wants to bring a TENS unit over for you, but I don't know if that will work for you.
Bring it over, Heather, hook me up.
How does it work?
The Flexeril fuck me up, Heather, and
yeah.
I take like a quarter to a half. If I take the half, what happens yesterday happens to me.
It rocks.
If I take a whole one, I sleep for 2 days.
Yeah, it kicks your ass.
And then I look like a heroin addict because I'm doing the heroin head bob.
I don't know that you've ever even taken a whole one.
I have taken a whole, and then I just sleep for 24 hours.
You must have been really fucked up to have to take a whole one, because you won't take whole ones.
Uh-uh, no, that was in the beginning when we first got them, remember?
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, this is too much for me. This is too much narcotic for the Shayna.
It would be interesting to have...
way more of an uppers girl.
So much have that affect you so hard. But that's the same way. A little bit of uppers and you're all... you're bound.
Yeah.
You drink caffeine after 4 p.m. and you don't sleep.
Nope. Not at all. Not even a wink.
Not even a wink.
That's right.
Nerd.
Hee
hee hee. We've had a lot of fun today. We've had... a couple people over helping. Jen and Mike were here, and Mom was here helping out, mm-hmm, making some masks.
Mm-hmm. And Mar.
Marlin was here helping make some masks,
mm-hmm,
and we got a lot done. So if you need masks, if your family need masks,
let us know.
Us up.
We ship. We'll ship them around.
I ship some to Grand Junction today.
Yep, I'm going to ship some to Texas, some to Arizona.
We've shipped to California.
Mm-hmm.
California, where the
Omaha.
Wind goes whistling through the way. Omaha.
Yep. We ship all around, baby. Yeah, ship so around.
Love your loved ones, and we hope everybody's been doing real good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah? Think so?
Probably.
Oh, I'm imagining so. Me too. Spies. Super creepers. Everywhere.
I think it's great.
Spies.
So
tell us what you've been up to. Why don't you give us a little...
Happy Monday. Oh, wait. Today's Tuesday because I missed out on Monday.
We did a podcast yesterday.
Oh, right.
Remember? It was, about this time. We talked to the guy from London.
Oh, right.
From Sacramento. I mean, Pakistan.
That wasn't a drug-induced dream.
Well, it was. You were dreamy. I can tell you that much. I shit my pants.
Let's see who's texting me right now for masks.
Bring it over, Classy. We'll make them up for you. Lentils? Are you having lentils, Christy? We need to try lentils.
No, that dude in Pakistan. No, in India, he was eating the lentil stuff.
Lentil and rice.
Lentil and rice. They call it le rice.
No. That's funny.
Oh, well, sometimes some people do.
Le rice? I don't think it is a guy in Pakistan. That might be a Frenchman.
We did talk to a Frenchman.
Ham hocks and pinto beans. Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, you cooked. Cooked so weak. Marlon was cooking for us today.
Bring it over. I got some Wonder Woman ones right now, Classy.
Wonder Woman scrub shirt. What does she want to do with it?
Make a mask.
Oh, cut it up and use it. I love it. Oh, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
What in the heck? It's a day early.
I love it.
He's a day early and a dollar short.
Hello,
Mr. Dan Hardy. That's all right. We're testing. We're checking. Yeah. No, I'm on my side. That's all right. He's Hello. Working it out. Yeah. He's got a
Do
very
you have your
complex
headset in.
Very complex setup over there. We're doing a little. I like his picture.
Me too. He's so cute.
Did you see his high school picture?
Yes, he was super cute. And he had blonde highlights.
Yeah, it was cool. I like blonde highlights. I like a guy who can pull off blonde highlights.
Oh, meow. Yeah. You're a guy.
I am a guy.
But you're blonde.
I am blonde.
Yeah.
And I can sometimes pull off highlights.
You you pull off highlights most of the time. 90% of the time.
And speaking of such, you got to cut my hair this week.
I know. I have to give you a haircut. I have to give Marlon a haircut. I got to give Eric a haircut. Keep trying. It's just us.
Yep, it's just us.
We gotcha.
That's why we're doing it now.
Yeah, this is better. It is a better. So it's Tuesday, and I'm alive today.
It is Tuesday. April the 14th.
February? We were in a time warp?
We're 6 days away from 420.
Oh, man.
What are we going to do for 420?
A virtual 420.
What does that mean? We're just going to get on Facebook or get on live or do a Zoom and where we all do bong hits together?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
That would be fun. We just blow smoke at the
camera. In the camera.
I just tried to do a Zoom, Amita, and I blew it. So
we'll try it.
I'm going to try and do a Zoom tomorrow while we're in the workroom.
Amita, where do you live? Are you in Colorado?
Yeah, I believe she is. If that's the same Amita, I don't know. Dan, if you can hear us, try just your phone with the headsets. Oh, unless you got that fancy iPhone.
And he's got his fancy studio. Oh, yeah. You're in downtown Denver.
Oh, I thought so.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a Denverite.
Yes. I know, and she sews.
Yeah, that's my phone.
I should have Classy bring her sewing machine over, too.
So, Amita, do you sew?
Amita does so.
Well, why hasn't she been over here helping sew?
I know.
What, is she essential?
She should come over.
She could wear a mask.
Is she essential?
I don't know.
Of course she is.
Well, I mean, she's essential. She's not irrelevant.
She's essential. Come on over, Amita. Sew some shit. I got a lot to sew. You don't even know.
Oh, she's working.
Oh, that damn job.
She could be in healthcare.
Oh, are you in healthcare?
No. But Mary says she can iron.
There's a lot of ironing.
Let's see here. I'm going to try.
We could have an ironing party.
Where are you going to get fabric?
Oh, you've never been to my house.
And then she's going to sew virtually with you.
Oh, very nice.
That will be fun. I want, let's see. Dan, I can just see Dan in my mind just frantically looking at cables, pulling, plugging, unplugging.
He's doing the same thing that you do.
I do. I do it all the time. When I'm panicked and I can't get stuff work right, I'm like,
that's why it's like, just be calm.
I know this.
It'll all come online.
I know this. Hey, could your friend ship us some fabric? Because we could use a fabric or two.
I just got more fabric today, and I have more fabric coming on Friday, and I still don't have enough fabric.
You still do
and
not
And for anyone
have
who's been to my house,
fabric.
They know I have like a shit ton of fabric.
Yes.
But now I have empty shelves.
Do you know what would be really disappointing other than being out of fabric?
What?
Is doing a virtual tasting with a winery. You watch other
people
drink.
Do you get the wine?
No, you got to watch other people drink wine.
Oh, fuck that. If I'm not drinking wine, I'm not watching you drink it and spit in a bucket.
Yeah, no shit. What the hell? Tasting rooms across the country have been shut down, right? We all understand that. So one winery has hired an actor to give virtual tasting and tours.
Listen, this if that guy, actor's not Frasier, I don't want to watch it.
He dresses up as the Count. And
one
drink, two drinks of wine. It's a remarkable opportunity to present the wines and the history behind the wines, the flavors, the aroma that each wine has as I drink it. And it's a fun and unique way to keep commerce going in these difficult times. Watch me enjoy the wine and then buy it.
I that's not for me.
No?
No, that's not for me. But you know what is I saw a lady who makes bridal gowns, and she's doing virtual, kind of virtual fittings.
How do you do a virtual fitting?
Well, she can get up on the dress real close and show them what the dress looks like okay. And everything else. That's it. That's all you can do.
Yeah. You can't. So you have the other person maybe measure themselves?
Maybe.
Okay, take a string and measure it.
Yeah. Well, at least they can pick out their dress.
No, that's true. This has hurt people like Dan,
yeah.
Specifically. I mean, he DJs a lot of weddings and does private events.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have a bat mitzvah right now.
Right.
Oh, that would suck. You become of age. You've learned the Torah and all that Klingon, and now you don't get to get up there
Dan
and
says
recite.
He doesn't have a headset.
What the hell? He's got a iPhone. He must. How do you not have headphones? You got to have headphones.
I've seen a lot of virtual things going on.
So I did see the virtual. I've seen the virtual music school because that's what our daughter is doing. The Wizard of Oz is on TV.
I love it.
Oh, how fun. I've seen the virtual exercise classes. I've
I saw the virtual dance classes.
The virtual dance classes. I said that. The virtual exercise. The virtual reading. Dolly Parton
even
is doing
virtual
the
cooking classes.
Well, now that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton is also doing the bedtime stories.
Right. I've seen all this on Instagram and Facebook. The virtual stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be a good one. Red. I should know about red.
Why? What's wrong with it? What's up, bad girl, Mr. T?
Mr. T.
Who is that?
Dan Hardy.
Dan Hardy.
Dan Hardy is back.
Entered the room again.
Player two has entered the game. Player one has left the game. That's hello, right. Mr. T. Hope you're doing well. Oh, here
okay.
We go. Dan's got it. He's got an idea. Let's see what happens. Hello, Mr. Dan. The man. I love it.
Hello.
I'm there.
It happens.
It does happen. It's very tricky, this thing. I was going to say, I hear something, but that's the clock.
That's the clock.
That's the clocks in our house ringing in. Just so everyone knows, we are going to have some great guests this week. Dan is going to come on. We're going to figure this little glitches and stuff out. That's how it goes. And then on Thursday, Nurse X is coming back on, and she is going to help us tell us an update on what
give
she's seeing
update.
At the hospitals there. Amita, we are having Long Island iced teas.
Yes, we are.
Yep, right here. Homebrew. Did you get a lime?
No.
Squeeze a little lime in there? I bought limes for the squeezing.
I didn't.
It won't let me talk through my phone. Well, let's try something, Dan. Let me, I don't know why it wouldn't let you do that.
He could
even
just
with
call
headphones.
Call your phone.
That's weird. Let's try just on the phone. The reason it works great calling through the app is that then you can hear callers.
Right.
Or you can hear the music if I played something great. But let's try just through the phone. The phone.
Oh, even
phone, for phone.
Are you on mute? I love Christy.
Plug
are you
in,
on mute, Dan?
It, plug it back in.
I love it.
Dan the man.
There, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I don't know what to do. knows me. It, well, I don't have any of the little plug-in headsets.
See, that's what I thought.
The Bluetooth.
Yeah, I thought I did. I don't know where the hell they all went, but,
Are you an iPhoner?
Yeah, I might just have to do, do you have the phone patched into the show?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. I can, the only difference is that if I wanted to play some incredible piece of music or some audio, that you wouldn't be able to hear it, and that's the only difference, not a problem.
Yeah.
And, if we get guests on the phone, which we won't do, you wouldn't be able to hear them, but that's fine. We got lots. Can you hear us well?
We got Dan right here.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
All right,
it's
good
perfect.
Deal.
Perfect.
I think you're, I can actually, yeah, it's perfect. So I wish I had better audio interface to, you know what? I'll probably call you guys from my MacBook, and then I can have, are you hearing me in HD, or does it sound like a phone?
It sounds like a phone on speaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Call through your Mac.
I could talk to my board, but I don't know if that would work. So, yeah, we'll just do this, I guess.
Yeah, this sounds real good. It's really good to hear your voice, man.
If he wants, he can try to call through his Mac.
You can totally try and call through the Mac, like bring up the app on the Mac and call.
Well, I thought you could, but I can't find a way to do anything live with the app on the Mac.
Oh.
Let me hang on one second. I'm making ravioli, so I have to take it off the stove.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You're eating.
Chef Boyardee or real ones?
Unfortunately, this being single and being in the middle of this has forced me to make all of my food, which I do not like.
So. I love it. You know what? None of us like it, actually.
No.
None of us actually like cooking.
Hang on, let me put you on the phone. I'm going to try to find a live thing.
Mary Poppins, we're going to Dan's house for dinner.
Right, I love raviolis. You know, a lot of people are eating a lot of canned foods. Our daughter's in California. She says she's eating a lot of canned tuna.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send her some canned food.
Maybe the app.
Christy, I'll bring a salad.
Yeah, some people are offering to bring over salad and breads and stuff for
bring
your raviolis.
Some food. Canned chicken here,
canned
Mr.
Chicken,
T.
Chicken, yeah.
I love it.
Well, we've had the last...
I'll bring drinks.
Chicken
made
sandwich.
A bunch of food.
From what we tried one of those... What was it called? The Home
Fresh.
Home Fresh, yeah, from King Soopers.
The Home Fresh meals.
And that was really good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
We did a couple of them.
I don't mind cooking. I'm just not really good at it.
You're good at cooking.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not.
Yeah,
guys, I can't figure this out.
What?
Like, it's just, yeah, I have no idea why this is not working, but I must need, like, an actual, like, headset.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I don't know if I have, but that's all right. We'll just talk on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk on the phone.
It'll be fine. Jeez,
okay.
Classy, you cooked a lot yesterday.
Then, just so everybody knows, this is just a little precursor. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have Dan Hardy on here. We're going to talk about how we know each other, what it's like being single and living on raviolis as a 7-foot man.
That's what I was going to say.
I cannot wait to share that fun story.
What All time right. are we doing this tomorrow?
10:30, I think.
10:30 in the morning.
That's exactly.
People. I got lots of fun content for you guys.
Ooh,
oh, excellent.
Good.
I can't wait.
We love it.
I can't wait.
Good to chat with you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Dan. Have a good night and enjoy your dinner.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye. This is going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. So now what's weird, though, is he's on the app.
Uh-huh. He's online.
And we're on the phone at the same time. So I'm not really sure what happened there, but either way, we're going to get it worked out. Dan's funny, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. You know what? I really enjoy him.
And I miss Dan.
I know, me too.
I never got to hang out with Dan enough.
I know, because like you did the couple, what were those houses?
Mighty
yeah.
Millions houses
yeah.
and the
and
raffles.
Yeah, that's where we really got to hang out
yeah.
with him.
Yeah.
He's so fun.
Yeah. And they came to my birthday,
yep.
and that was super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Dan. 7 foot, yeah. He is. I think he's like 6'8", 6'9".
He's pretty much 7 foot.
Pretty much. Anything over 6'5"
like
is 7 foot.
My head goes like under his pectorals.
Yeah. Oh no, he had to get a condo on the top floor.
So his head and feet could stick out. Yeah. Yes, he's from Intercom. He's on Alice. He's on the Mountain. 99.5. Dan Hardy.
The Mountain at home.
He's fantastic. How fun. That'll be fun.
I think it's very cool how the whole industry has adapted. And right away, I mean, we're all able to broadcast from home. You know what I mean? We're not miss a beat. Still able to create live radio, but do it from home.
Mm-hmm. You're like way ahead of the curve.
Well, yeah. But live television, even, you know, all these anchors and you're seeing all these weather people and stuff doing their stuff from home.
Some of them are worse from home, though.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah,
you're disconnected because you're trying to do live television from your house.
Yeah, today Brooks had a bad angle.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because they're moving all over their houses.
They're trying to get different
shots. Yeah, different shots around their house, and sometimes it's not as good of a setup as the first one.
Well, that's why they're on the TV and not behind the camera, because sometimes they don't know the camera angle's the best.
Right.
The best angles of what's to use, which is fine. Oh, Jeremy Hubbard
doesn't look happy at home.
No.
There's kids there. Most of them don't want to be there if their children are there.
That's what Kirk was saying.
That's what we're learning throughout this whole thing is most people actually don't want to be around their children.
Well, I didn't want to be around mine. I mean, I love you guys. But, you know, that's just the nature of the beast when you're the parent. You know why? Because those dang kids are so needy. I mean, we talked yesterday that 40% of couples are saying that this has put a strain on their relationship, and one of that is the difference in parenting skills because all the kids are at home.
Right.
And so what are you supposed to do?
Get on the same page.
Do a stupid virtual wine tasting?
You get on the same page.
What's up? We got Christy Baldwin.
What's up, Christy? That's why my boss said earlier today.
Could this whole thing? No, she's there.
Yeah.
Okay,
we can
so
hear
it
you.
Wasn't my fault. Huh. Okay, thank God, Dan. All of a sudden, I thought I'm the one that was screwing Dan up this whole time, and I was blaming him. No, it was him. It was all him.
I have a headset on,
and
I use an iPhone, and I got through.
Yeah. See.
So wait a minute. Are you on a Bluetooth?
A plugged-in headset or Bluetooth?
Yes, and a plugged-in one.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
With the funny little adapter thing.
Yes, correct.
What's it called?
I call you and tell you that.
I love it.
Oh, it's good to hear from you.
Where does your adapter thing go into?
I think they're charged.
Into the charge?
Where does it go into?
Well, honey, girls have a button and boys have a pole.
It goes into the hole.
I think the iPhone's like it goes in the charger hole.
Port?
And then it has a weird adapter that you plug a headphone into.
Oh, that damn iTunes. How much is that? $50?
Oh, that adapter?
I don't even know. It comes with the phone.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Thank you,
Jesus.
It
and you
it's
are
$50.
Screwed.
You're screwed. You're not screwed.
I love it.
I love me some iPhone.
I do, too. I like everything Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so expensive.
Yeah.
It is very expensive.
Who's that guy that runs that company? Bill Gates?
Bill Gates? No. Who?
Bill Gates
Apple?
Apple
was the Jobs guy.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
he's dead.
And Wozniak.
Very dead.
Yeah,
he
died of the cancer.
Super dead.
He's so dead.
Super dead.
Yeah.
He's super dead. Yeah.
Hey, I love my mask.
I'm an Android girl too, Amita.
I hope you do, Christy.
I don't mess around with that phone.
I use
iPhones.
It.
I can make you another one with longer straps if you'd like.
Yeah.
I want the Wonder Woman one.
Wonder Woman.
I know, right? That
we have a couple left.
We have a couple of ours left, but the Classy has a scrub.
Scrub that's Wonder Woman.
Is that an extra large scrub, Classy?
What do you want for that scrub? I'll give you $12 for that scrub. Tomorrow is National Laundry Day.
$12 and two masks.
Yeah, I'm not done.
Okay.
Classy, I'm not done picking with you.
Love you, Christy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Edgar says homeschooling is causing a strain on everyone.
I'm just going to suggest to everyone homeschooling, don't stick to a rigid schedule. You really have to make it feel more fun because they're at home.
Right.
So you have to find, like, maybe do a little in the morning, a little in the afternoon, a little bit in the evening, because the kids are not adapting well to the homeschooling, which then when the kid is being a little shit and you want to shove him in the closet, that's when it puts a strain on your relationship.
Right.
Because usually only one of you is taking care of the kid.
Right.
And the other one is off doing something else. Instead of tag teaming that kid, like crazy, which is what you should do, so that either spouse doesn't feel overstressed.
Here's the deal. You're close, but well, I'm going to give you a more realistic view. Moms are like, hey, listen, you got to get this done. You got an hour to get this done. Get this done, because I've got stuff I've got to get done, so get this done. And dads are like, nah, you don't need to do that. You're fine. I do it tomorrow. I just get it done before bedtime. And then the wife comes in and goes, why aren't you doing that? And they said, well, dad said I just had to get it done before bedtime. And then now, boom, fighting ensues, because you just want them to get the shit done. And dads are like, nah, your mom, she's so bossy.
Just gonna say it one more time. Bad, bad husband-wife relationship. You should be on the same fucking page, and you should be parenting the same. Hey, so yours is a divorce maker.
Sometimes we sneak in and we tell them it's okay.
Yeah, bad, bad, because then
Hey, let's talk about kittens. Look at these kittens. Kittens.
I don't want to talk about kittens. Oh, they my make me God, sneeze.
Look at this. The Georgia Aquarium. They're closed, right?
You think that you can just direct the conversation any way you want when I am absolutely right. It is group parenting all the way, or a divorce will soon be there one day. Give me a break.
Bad interface happening. Bad, bad.
Someone says, what's happening?
What is happening?
Static.
What?
Yeah, I'm one getting softly. You're cutting in and out. Static. Whoa, what's happening? Sounds like the dentist visit. Remix. Bad interfacing happening.
Oh, it's not. I mean, there's nothing I'm doing on this end. It's got to be on Podbean.
Better now.
Better now.
All right.
I wiggled stuff.
I know, but quit touching stuff.
Well, I wiggled it, and they said it's better.
Yeah, well, then you wiggled it again, and it could have made it unbetter.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. I did this. There's a little hole.
Everyone is eating badly. I agree.
All right,
there's
a little
hole.
There's this little
in
hole
your
notebook. And I scribbled all the way around it like little lines.
Uh-huh.
And in the corner of my eye, I keep thinking it's a spider.
Oh, that's funny.
It's freaking me out.
That's funny.
It dropped out and came back in. Clearly, another cocktail is needed.
That's
Amita
exactly
is so smart.
Right.
Cheers, everyone.
That is right.
No touchy. It's cocktail time.
Shot.
We're not doing shots tonight.
We're doing Long Island.
We're doing Long Island iced tea.
It's a four-shotter in one.
Yeah.
Meow.
That's called a quadrumaphonic.
Cheers, people. I
want
to know.
Did you want to talk about the kittens or no?
No.
Okay.
What is about the kittens?
They just let them run around the aquarium, and it's cute because the fish, and they're just like pawing at the glass. Like,
where are the cats pooping?
In a litter box.
What if they don't get there? There's just cat urine around the aquarium.
Oh, boy.
And there's poops around the aquarium.
You can sure bring it down with cat piss, can't you? Okay. Go ahead.
You're funny.
Okay.
Ooh, Mike's Hard Lemonade. I want to know,
cheers,
what
Katie
is everybody's been their favorite to-go restaurant?
Oh, the go-to, like,
yeah, like
comfort
people,
food?
Yeah. Like, you're still ordering food or you're still picking it up, so where are you still going?
Where are we going?
Well, we have actually, seems like, ate more places than normal.
Oh, we've gone out way more than we normally do.
Because we've had sushi.
Oh,
what?
Oh, I want sushi.
Can order out sushi? They're still open.
It's raw. What was
Ooh,
that?
Pizza. Huh? My phone.
Oh.
It's this new email you opened.
Oh, we'll log out of that.
Yeah, we've been Grubhubbing.
But we learned that Grubhub kind of rips off
the restaurant. Yeah, that's my complaint with Grubhub. Cherry Cricket for burgers. Oh, you know what?
Oh.
I heard they had good burgers. I've
really
never been there, but I heard that they have pretty good
I've
food there.
I've never been to the Cherry Cricket. I've always heard about it. Don't they like have famous
Jesse
drinks?
Jesse Smokin' Nola? What is that?
Jesse Smollett?
Oh.
El Jardin.
Oh, man. Is that close to us, Edgar?
A gallon of frozen margaritas?
Yeah.
They'll deliver that shit?
No, or do you have to pick that up? Are they close? Just can I get some cheese enchiladas with that?
Yeah, can I get a gallon of margaritas topped with enchiladas?
Yeah,
Project America's here. Mary Poppins, you pick it up.
Yeah, usually booze is a pickup. We haven't gotten any booze because I got a ton of booze for my birthday.
Gaga said we could come pick up a box of Bloody Marys.
I know.
That's something.
I agree. Cajun food.
Why is your dog guilty?
Is your dog getting a lot of eating out food?
Yeah.
In Commerce City, see?
Dang. Interesting.
But well, you could probably go over there and pick it up and eat in the car and then just drink the margaritas on the way home.
But if people did that, allegedly. I don't know.
Oh, she just stole that steak, and I bet she ate it in two bites.
Shit.
My dog did that once. He stole my dad's chicken breast and ate that whole thing, bone and all, in like one swallow. Just, that was Dakota. He was the human garbage disposal. They're
human
strong.
Garbage
His girlfriend
disposal.
Thinks they're weak. Ooh.
Wow, your girlfriend sounds spicy.
I know.
Or you sound soft. Well, we need to start doing some takeout alcohol. I bet that's an upcharge on that, though.
I don't know. I swear when we drove by to go to Walmart the other day, we were driving down Wadsworth and at Olive Garden. I swear I thought that they said they had $15 bottles of wine.
At Olive Garden?
Yeah.
That's breadsticks and wine.
I know. Sign we'll take the salad too, just to make it look healthy.
I do like that one salad, the bean. It's like an Italian.
No, you're That's thinking an antipasta salad.
That's a soup.
The soup is the...
The sausage soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zappa or whatever.
Zappa! She found a steak in her mouth. That's what Shayna said one time. I was guilty.
Oh, man. Torchies!
Oh, Torchies taco. Well, there
Did
goes my...
Did you take
my,
out margaritas, too?
There goes my diet, people. Thanks.
Whatever. Your diet was out the door when this
Holy
whole thing happened.
Shit, man. I've been eating like a guy who just eats whatever he wants. Zuppa Tacano.
Yeah, see, Olive Garden wine. Zappa, what is it? Tuscan?
Zuppa Tuscan. Mm-hmm. Toscana. Zuppa.
Yeah, that is good. You can make that in the Instapot, too. I saw it. There's kale in there. Sausage, really? Potatoes. Yeah, creamy sauce. It's good.
Oh, it's good. We don't go there anywhere. Is everyone speeding? Have you noticed that everyone's out there driving crazy because of coronavirus? Now, Edgar, you're out driving around during the day. So here's a story of a guy who was busted.
No more Triscuits, huh? We have eaten a lot of Triscuits. Yeah. But I do love them. A little cream cheese on there. Oh, man.
The Triscuits are really good.
Hi, Gaga.
And I've been grubbing on the Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like to do? I like taking those double stuffed Oreos and I pop them apart. And then I put the two cream sides together. So I've got myself a quad stuff. And that's a lot of cream.
That's a lot of cream.
It's Jesus. Gaga. We're just talking about you.
I know. How we're just talking about that? Going and getting breakfast from your shop.
We mention her name and then she shows
tomorrow.
Up. Tomorrow morning, I have to work.
I know.
And then after work, we're going to talk to Dan.
Right.
And
so Thursday, we'll go to
Thursday
Gaga's
morning,
and get breakfast.
We get up early, go to Gaga's and have breakfast, drive away with breakfast.
Right.
And a box of Bloody Marys.
Right.
And then we're going to talk to a Nurse X.
Nurse X.
Oh, Amita. I like how she thinks.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Edgar driving's great.
Cream.
It's amazing. It's not as stressful. And Amita says people are crossing lanes and running lights. I bet Denver's horrible right now.
Oh, people do.
Because she's in downtown, so I bet it's horrible down there.
What do you mean?
Amita lives in Denver.
They just do it. What do you think they're just driving
She
like
said
crazy?
they're running lights and they're just crossing lanes, no notice, no nothing.
Oh,
just,
I see what you're saying.
It's like Mad Max driving out there.
Now, I will be honest with you. I have had a problem waiting at stoplights when no one is around, and I may have gone through one.
You better stop it.
Well, I did.
You're going to get a red light ticket.
No, there was a camera. I already
How
have
do
one.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Jay-Z says she's gained 15 pounds.
Snacking all day and night.
Smoke all day, drink all night.
Yep.
Smoke, eat, drink, smoke, eat.
Oh, yeah.
Drink.
This is even worse. Like Easter candy. Easter candy.
We've done good.
I know.
I did that one bag of Robin eggs that one day.
Yeah, and then you broke out and your little boy zits everywhere.
Oh, yes. I ate a whole bag of Robin eggs in one day.
Well, I just want to encourage you, all you ladies out there who might be gaining a little weight during this quarantine. Curves are sexy.
That's how we like you.
Curvy, a little curvy. So don't feel too bad. Damn, Easter
curvy
candy.
Is real, and men like their women real.
Soft, squishy, not too squishy.
No, those two words don't sound right. supple.
Ooh, voluptuous.
Yeah, like.
Wow. Like
caressable, yeah. You want to use good words, not
va,
like,
va, va, boom.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine this, honey. Oh my God, you're so squishy. So squishy. Squishy's not the way to go.
Yeah, you're right. I'd get mad
like
at that.
Like if I go, you feel so
sensual.
See, Dan
Hardy, curves are the best.
Sensual is better.
Yeah, not squishy. Yeah, you're right. I would get mad if you said
so
I was squishy.
Soft.
I'd say, you know what else is squishy? Yeah.
Don't tell me I'm soft
like
either.
Like Twinkies. Yeah, I'm kidding
you. You're so cream filled.
I think she meant spongies.
Yeah.
Squishy.
Oh, delicious.
Delicious.
I want to eat you like a Twinkie. Well.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun. Get your tongue in that little hole.
Get cream first. That could go either way.
Sean.
Didn't matter who you're with.
Took
you
it
could
straight
use that.
To the gutter.
You did.
I didn't.
You said squishy.
You did.
Yeah, that's what she said. Amina. Squishalicious. You a squishalicious.
Listen.
So on that note, don't worry. Have another Twinkie.
That same more cushion for the pushing is a real thing.
Everyone's just making all their comfort food. And that is a real thing. Because
it's like Christmas. We're all just at home. Yeah. And so it's like, you know what we do when we're told to stay at home 2 weeks out of the year? That's only over Christmas. And we bake. And we bake cookies. And we bake breads. And we gift them. The only thing is you can't take them anywhere. So now you're eating
them. You
gotta
eat that shit. Yeah. Oh, let's make some of those. Let's think of all the things we'd like to make to give away. We're too busy. Squishy sesh. You had a squishy sesh last night. Wow.
I love it.
I'm sure he'd be happy to hear that.
We've only had two teas so far, but you got to remember, we didn't drink anything Sunday or
we've been good.
Monday because I was on muscle relaxer meltdown.
And I got super dehydrated and got cold sores on my lips, so I took a couple days off to kind of rehydrate. And now my lips feel better and I'm going to drink.
Yeah, and you're not as wrinkly.
Thanks.
You're more plump. Oh, thank voluptuous. Yeah.
Plump, not the right word either. Yeah. I hate cold sores.
I hate them too.
I hate them. And if I let my lips get chapped, and so I got dehydrated, and then I spent the day outside with you on your birthday.
Yep.
And
you
it
got
was
sunburned.
Sunny as shit. And I got my face sunburned.
Yep.
And I had dry lips, which is a combination of cold sores for me. It's nothing I can do. It just sucks.
Yeah.
That just means it's this time of year I grow a goatee.
Yep. What are you talking about, Jay-Z? Yep, he got home and still had his ex grin on his face.
His sex grin.
Sex grin.
Huh.
Are you talking about Sean?
Are you talking about your husband from
talking
the
about
squishy?
Your husband? The squishy session?
Today.
Was I missed something.
You better call in.
I missed something, Jay-Z. You should call in and
Jay-Z said,
clarify.
Yes, there was sex sessions last night.
Squishy.
A squishy session last night.
Last night.
And then all the girls were like, squishy, 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 squishy.
Oh, the hubby.
The hubby. Yeah. Oh. I hope it was with her.
I tend to find that the squishy sessions
Jay-Z, she's gonna call
are us. Always the best.
Squishy session, education.
Christy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jay-Z.
Yeah, from our sex sesh last night, you goofballs, because I'm putting on weight from snacking all day, eating dinner, smoking at night, smoking again, snacking again, and he came home with this happy sex grin on his face. That's all. That's
See?
It stuck with him all day.
He's going to need a little more tonight.
Yeah, I think couples are having more sex.
Oh, yeah, duh. What else are they going to do? If they're not fighting, they should be fucking.
Oh, good call.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear tomorrow how your nightly session goes tonight.
Okay, Sheena, I'll text you tomorrow.
Just don't forget, Jay-Z, sometimes talking to us can crank it up in the bedroom. Don't be afraid to think about the swallows when the lights go out.
Right. We like little short clips as well, you know. Maybe a still photo. Whoop.
Nobody likes a dirty GIF more than we do.
Okay.
I feel like that went weird.
It could just be an audio track of the squish.
No, Jada.
Wow.
I'd rather send a pic.
Wow. I love you. You're so great, Jen.
Holy mackerel.
I love you guys too.
I'm not sure if this went great or bad.
It's great.
It is great. I think it's good. I think this is good.
It's
fantastic. I think a little social isolation has been good for all of us.
Right.
I do too, in a way.
It's brought down some of our barriers. Maybe. Yeah. We're going to be more willing to do things we weren't willing to do before.
Right.
Like send pictures mm-hmm. to right. friends.
You know what? That's how we keep in touch.
Yeah.
We can't be together, so no, we just have. Send random pics.
That's all we have. That's all we have of each other anymore.
Christy says we're all in timeout.
Yeah, we are all in timeout.
So you know what's best in timeout is to do sneaky things.
A dick pic.
Oh. Yeah, a dick pic.
Oh, Christy and Mary Poppins are both guilty. They've been sending them out already. They're on day 14 of the isolation awesome. Pictures.
Yeah, really? Okay, ladies, show me what picture is number 3 in your phone.
How many days is it going to take for her to be willing to do this?
Yeah, right. You know, I feel like when you send dirty pictures to each other, it's just a subliminal message that you're just planting the seed. Oh, found this today. I thought this was fun.
Oh, right, exactly.
And then it's like, oh, what is that, DP? Well, I just thought it looked interesting.
Have you ever seen this?
Right.
Oh, my. Can you believe what I found? Oh, my goodness. We should look at this later.
But how do you get a good picture, though? Like, I've tried and I'm like, oh, that looks weird.
Well,
it's every 100th picture, you get the good one.
No, you guys are weird.
Okay.
You, as far as a guy's concerned, you can't take a bad picture.
Any good dirty picture is good.
You send all your bad tries. They're fine.
Sometimes when they're bad, they look more abstract.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it more.
So then it's like, what is that? Yeah. And then they're like, oh
lighting.
Oh.
Most guys are just used to seeing it in the dark. If there's any lighting, then take it. Look at Edgar. Hallelujah, Sean. your bad picture is our frickin' Ansel Adams.
Made their days. It was boobs in there. It was
a
naked picture. They do love it.
That's the most beautiful fern I've ever seen.
Angles.
Angles. Mm-hmm. Screw angles. We don't need no stinking angles.
You don't care about any angles.
Got no angles.
As long as the hoo-hoo's in there or the boobies, you're okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I got a picture of Shayna's boob blocking the moon. You can't even tell it's a boob. Great picture.
We were doing that the other night in the backyard.
The bad ones and the good ones.
There are no
areola bad. Slip is enough. See? Any little thing.
Areola slip. That's how simple we are. Just a slip of an areola, and we're like, damn, that's a goddamn Norman Rockwell.
My favorite.
Hello, Josie. We're talking boob pictures.
Yeah. My favorite is to send them to Sean, like when he's having a stressful day. I'll send him a boob pic, and then he just gets it. There's nothing in there, just a photo. Opens it up, Shayna's boobs.
I recognize them right away.
It makes you better, though. You're like, oh, my God, I needed that.
Oh, you smile.
Yeah. And you look around and make sure no one else saw it.
I don't go, the lighting in this is horrible. Oh, my God. What the hell kind of angle is she taking this from? never do that.
He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Never. So there you go.
Well, I'm doing that shit tomorrow since I'm working from home.
All right.
Oh, see, so that's even funner.
Okay, so you have our number, right?
Is your husband working out of the house?
No, he's going into the office. There's only like 3 of them.
Oh,
going
see,
in.
Oh, this yeah. is a perfect day to take dirty working from home pictures.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good time for that.
I'm a slutty stay-at-home worker. Oh my God. Yes. Look at these pictures. Yeah. Ooh, my boob fell out in my office. Yeah.
Right. If I only...
Where's my hand? Uh-oh. Sorry.
You want to be the DoorDash guy tonight?
Right.
Ooh, that's a great idea, Sean.
Bring home some fried chicken.
And your kids are old enough that you tell them, don't come out of your room. They won't. Because they know what might find.
Oh, exactly. Or when the door closes and Tanner's in the living room, he's like, oh,
oh God.
Yeah.
This was going downstairs.
Time to put on the headphones.
Patrick was like, we had this conversation with our son, and he's like, Mom, why do you think I bought those new really expensive headphones? And I was like, because of us. And he was like, yeah, I don't want to hear you. But the TV in the living room was bigger than the TV in his bedroom. So he invested. Nice. Oh, see?
The next morning, Tanner will just kind of look at me like, oh, God, Mom. But then he gets over it.
Yeah.
It's all right. He knows.
Oh, of course. Well, they all know.
And they all like it a little bit.
You guys.
That's what they're looking for as they get older.
Well, right?
Yeah, they're wishing they were quarantined with somebody as cool as their mom.
Exactly. Oh, God. Sean, that might have went a little too.
And he said I was the bad one.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. That was a little much.
I love it.
There's a new version of the Milkman. It's called the DoorDash Dizzy Dizzle Drippy Doorman. I don't know what it is. I tried to figure out what it is. Yeah.
I think it's
you go to Pornhub and search DoorDash.
Or Grubhub?
Or Grubhub, and you get, you know, the fancy delivery guys with the tight jeans.
Oh.
Yeah. Because if Patrick Swayze showed up at your door with your soft tacos from Chipotle, you're going to invite him in. Give him a tip.
He's going to give me a tip.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of DoorDash and pizza deliveries getting flash titties right now.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, there's a lot of hungry women in their 50s and 60s that just will show it to you. I guarantee it.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, that's only because you know some.
Well, yeah. Because my mom was telling me about when she ordered.
Screw the tacos.
I didn't. I'm not talking about you, Classy. I'm talking about other people's. Are you showing DoorDash
your
titties?
That's what you're doing,
Classy.
That's a nice tip.
Awesome. Well, you just let me know next time you need some tacos. I'll run them over there.
You'll pick them up and take them. She doesn't even have to pay for them. They're just on the house.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The tip will cover it.
That's funny.
Well, you guys are awesome. I got little tea at the door.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means, but.
I know. Cheers, bitch.
Cheers,
we love
bitches,
you.
Right here.
That's right. Chink,
love
chink.
You too.
We'll
All
see
right,
you
it's
soon.
Time to refresh the drink, anyways. Bye bye.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Bye. Mr. R is in the room.
I love it. I love her.
We're talking sending dirty photos to your spouse, boyfriends, your mate.
While they're at home.
What's up, Babu?
While they're working and you're at home on quarantine.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of.
Or stay in place or work at home or whatever.
There's
it is.
A lot of couples out there where one person is working.
I love it.
And one person is not.
Right.
Okay, we're refreshing our cocktail.
If you need to get one, then now is a good
so
time.
So Mr. T left the room and Mr. R joined the room.
Oh.
Well. R-S-T. So Mr. R is before Mr. T.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he came late to the party.
Yeah, but that's okay. Sometimes coming late to this party is not a bad idea.
Sometimes you walked in and are confused, stunned and confused.
I wish I could find my, remember that really killer awesome playlist that we were listening to that one time? And I was like, oh, I have to save this. I got to listen to this again. And you were like, oh, you do something in your YouTube, and it will save it. And I did that, but it didn't.
No.
No.
You have one for us? What is Josie got?
Have one.
TV
she
songs?
Has one for me. She can't drink right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Are you working? She might be working.
Yeah, she's working. So she
fortunately, Edgar says, fortunately, they both work. Edgar, you guys should still be sending nudies back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah. Send something from the back of that truck.
You, oh, yeah.
You with a ream of crackers.
Like, oh, I was going to say lay it out on a back box of crackers.
Lay it out on a box of crackers.
Yeah, yeah, no one knows. Put your hanky down.
Which is worse.
Put your Corona mask down. And then
I said a ream of crackers. Listen, this is no good.
We're having dinner, Babu.
We're having fun. We are having some booze. Are we boozing? We are boozing.
We're having happy hour.
We are having happy hour. Because it's happy hour and we've worked all day.
Curses, I'd make my girl go blind. You don't know.
We are relaxing and having a good night because we worked and we quit working at a decent time.
I did.
So that we would not be totally overworked.
I run the sweatshop and I overwork everybody and then I overwork myself 10 times more.
Yes, you do.
So I'm trying not to. More. Trying to be good.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Who else is working? Anyone else in the room? We know some of you are working, but how about the rest of you?
We are really enjoying Babu. Are you enjoying?
I'm sure he is.
I know. Hilarious. Jason's working with explosives.
Oh, accounting never stops. Jason's
oh, yeah, we should do a
up.
Woman's Zoom podcast, right?
What does that mean?
Just women, like Sex Talk Saturday, but it is Zoom.
Well, I have to be there.
Well, yeah, duh, you run it.
I'm the moderator.
You do it all. Accounting never stops, Amita. My girlfriend who's been coming and helping out with the masks, she's like a VP accountant, and man, that seems stressful.
Yeah. Oh, her job seems super
I know fast. You're essential, Christy. Babu says, no, he's not drinking.
He's not drinking?
Yeah. Oh, she's thankful she's working good. Well, oh, good
Edgar.
Job, Classy. You took this week off. Good. Come over and sew.
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Come on.
Oh, Edgar. Edgar, you're working so hard. You need to come over and sit in the hot tub.
Are we going to put the hot tub up? No.
Maybe.
We are?
Yeah, Jess Duck is still working. What do you do, Jess? I know Christy is a nurse and Classy is also in the medical field. Josie's in the money game. Amita is also an accountant. Mary Poppins, I know that she is a in the medical field as well. Edgar, he is one of our faithful food delivery guys. Without him, we would all be starving.
Yes, we would.
For reals, not even a Twinkie in sight. Yeah. Telling you. See? He'd be over here all the time. You should just stop in on your way home.
Who? Edgar?
Yeah, Edgar.
Oh, man.
Classy, come over this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are
totally.
You, Babu?
I'm a teacher.
What? I don't think it's a teacher.
Well, I was.
Teetotaler.
A teetotaler.
What is that?
Sounds made up.
I don't know. Well, he's not here, so he could be doing anything.
Oh, I guess so.
Jason, Mary Poppins gives doses of spoonful of sugar. Yes, she does. A tutor, maybe.
Oh,
I don't
two-totter.
Know, Josie. Maybe he's a tutor. Oh, wait. Did we talk to him?
Oh, no. A teetotaler is a person who never drinks alcohol.
Oh.
That must be like a choice, thing. Like a decision that you make.
Yeah, yep. He said, yep. Good for you.
A teetotaler. Is that a religion or is that just a way of believing?
Is that just a
teetotaler would
never
regret
drinks.
If his duty of assess associated with his drunkard brother for the purpose of wearing him from the evil habit.
Who is that?
I'm only a beer teetotaler, not a champagne teetotaler. I don't like beer.
Oh, I love it when we learn new stuff on
wow,
here.
Wow, that's a word I never even heard of. I'm not teetotaler. Teetotaler. Right? That would
yeah,
be the
looks like it.
Phonetic way to say it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I'm guessing Gandhi
oh,
was a
Gandhi.
A teetotaler. A teetotaler.
I mean, this is clearly you all have been drinking.
Clearly we are not
clearly
teetotalers.
But you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for Google.
Yeah. And for people like you, Babu, that yeah. choose to abstain from fun.
Yes. Well, it's not. We have break. You are not.
You're so funny. You're like, yes.
No. You can always have fun.
We have been howling, so we are going to. I set an alarm on my phone to remind me. Teetotaler.
Yes.
Teetotaler is an English word. I Googled it, looked it up.
Came right up.
Came right up. There's memes. I'd never heard of it. I always thought it was just, I guess, I don't know. I always thought people who didn't drink were just alcoholics. Not like a thing or
people who didn't drink were alcoholics?
Yeah.
Like a recovering alcoholic?
Yeah, my name's Sean. I'm an alcoholic. Right. Not like, my name's Sean and I'm a teetotaler.
I don't drink alcohol.
And I don't drink alcohol.
Right.
Could you be a former alcoholic and a teetotaler?
I'm sure.
Or do you just have to be a teetotaler?
Your whole life?
Never had it.
Do the Google.
No, I'm confused. Do the Google.
Christy, no more Long Island.
I haven't even had a drink of my second one, yo.
Was that the second one?
Yeah. Yes. The second one.
That's funny. You're Cheers. Funny.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers,
to our the teetotalers out there. We That's salute
right.
you.
That's right.
What did he say? Babu?
What if we all met one morning in Gaga's parking lot of her restaurant and we all ordered breakfast and had breakfast in our own cars together?
That's brilliant. With Thursday morning.
Right?
We're
no,
be
it
there.
Can't be Thursday because we have Lady and Nurse X on Thursday.
Well, we already told her we're coming Thursday for breakfast.
Yeah, but that's just us. I'm talking about a whole gathering.
Oh, right. That would take too long.
Yeah, duh.
Never mind, everybody. Forget that.
Oh, he's from India. Yeah, we know. We've talked to you before. We remember you.
Yeah.
Weekend is the best, right? Let's do it. Why do you have to smell it every time?
Because
you
I need to
so
make sure
gross.
Because it's like, what's that weird smell? And then it's my watch.
And it burns your nose, man. Like blue cheese burns your mouth.
Oh, man.
Sean's watch band smells like someone died.
You got any hand
and
sanitizer?
He can't stop smelling it. He just keeps smelling
not fair.
It because you like it.
I can't find a watch
so
band.
So you know what that tells me? That when your belly button stinks, you stick your finger in there and you smell it.
I do not. I stick my finger in my belly button and I put my finger in your nose. I try to make you smell it. Wash your hands.
Jason's down for the vehicle breakfast.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, you're gross, Christy. Like smelling your fingers after scratching?
No, she says she likes to smell my fingers after I'm scratching.
No.
I smell your fingers?
No.
I think she just asked to smell my fingers. I'm pretty sure. See? Sean.
He did. And the new
one
stinks.
Smells worse. The new watch band I make smells worse than the old watch band I make.
Now you need to make another one.
Paisa is in the room.
I love it. Okay, so we'll have to do it. We'll look at the calendar when we go upstairs, and we'll pick if it's this weekend or next weekend, and we'll put it in Swallow Nation on Facebook, too. And we'll talk to Gaga what would be the best time. And we'll go up there, and we'll all order breakfast and eat in our cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can do it right in the parking lot. There's plenty of room. Gaga's still in the room. I bet you if we lined up like in the back parking lot.
Right. Support the small businesses. And they have good breakfast.
Totally. And I could even help out as like a server.
Yeah.
I could wear a mask.
Taking it to people's cars.
Like a bee suit. Yeah. And I could go around
like
people's cars.
Like a bee suit?
Yeah. deliver the food, right? As honorary server.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, it's in downtown Littleton. It's right
called the Littleton Cafe.
Littleton Cafe on Littleton Boulevard and Day Tour, I believe. But I don't want to say out sure. And
yeah, I think it is Day Tour.
And we'll all meet there. Great freaking breakfast. We can pick up Bloody Marys. 10 a.m.
is good. Okay.
It's a good time to do it on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. You can give it to Jason with roller skates. Oh, Josie.
Don't tempt me. I have roller skates.
And he's really
and
good.
And I'm really
roller
good
skater.
Roller skater. We should have done some roller skating before we fill up the garage.
Good night, Edgar. Sleep well.
Edgar's got to work 80 hours tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yep,
that's right. We dress up in pirate suits, unicorn heads, and roller skates.
Man,
I love it.
These
and
people.
And short shorts. I love short
these
shorts.
These people get us. You look really good in short shorts, too.
I do look because I have meaty thighs.
You're curvy.
I am curvy.
But not squishy.
I'm not squishy. I'm chunky. Seagal? Husky.
Hello, guys.
What's up, Seagal?
Hello.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to say hi. You know, I want to come live.
All right. Say hi. Well, where
thank
are you calling
you. Hello.
From?
Yes, thank you. I'm calling from... I live in USA.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live in Nebraska, Central America.
Nebraska.
The Sunflower State.
Are you so bored?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all so bored.
Well, I bet you if you started driving now, you could get here in time for us to, you could meet us at our outdoor breakfast that
on
we're going to have on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, guys, where you live? Where you at?
We're in Colorado.
In Denver.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not too
I
far.
Like Colorado.
Colorful Colorado.
Did you drive here and buy weed?
Yep. Yeah, sometimes I've been there. I go there right now.
Yeah, so, that's good.
I'm driving for delivering something.
You're delivering something, but you can't tell us what it is? Or you don't know?
To be honest, I don't know sometimes.
Yeah. That's
you
okay.
You know what? We know a lot of people who have jobs like that.
Yeah, exactly. And we have friends that have jobs where they're delivering stuff they wish they didn't know what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good. Do you listen?
Nebraska is the home of Kool-Aid.
It is?
I just read that on there.
Yeah.
You Kool-Aid. Think they have a Kool-Aid plant?
Have you ever been to the Kool-Aid plant in Nebraska?
What's that?
They make...
I'm sorry. I missed.
That's okay. They make Kool-Aid in Nebraska. I wonder if they
Kool-Aid?
Have... Yeah, Kool-Aid. It's a drink. Have you ever had it?
No. Oh, yeah. Actually... I never heard of that. It's kind of drinking.
Yeah. You mix it with sugar
kids.
And water.
Alcoholic.
No alcohol. Just sugar, water, and flavoring.
There you go.
And it's there. Look at that.
Hastings, Nebraska is the birthplace of Kool-Aid. And they have Kool-Aid days
in. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, in
you
Hastings.
You should check it out.
I don't know where Hastings is compared to where you are, but I bet you they have that blue one.
So guys, how's Colorado? You know, people walking or
in Colorado we have
effect.
Well, we have a lot of people here that we have a lot of people that don't seem to care, and so they're just out walking around doing their own thing. But for the most part, we're supposed to be just isolated,
shelter in place,
like I'm assuming you guys are.
Stay at home. When we go outside, we're supposed to wear masks.
Yep.
We're not supposed to go anywhere unless we go to the doctor or the grocery store.
Right. Or liquor store.
You can't have people over. No big gatherings.
No parties.
No parties.
No orgies.
Yeah.
None of that. So have you been taking advantage of the Pornhub, the free Pornhub?
No.
Well, just if you didn't already know... Pornhub is offering 1 month free of premium
subscription. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Christy.
Wow.
Don't tell them that. Okay.
You
excellent.
Know, just in case you didn't know, pass that on to your friends. They might
tell
be
your
interested.
Friends. If you guys want to get together. You can't.
So how do you guys know? How do you guys know?
We're good.
How are we now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah.
No one's sick.
Nah.
We're happy.
Just hanging out at our house.
We're very busy.
Making Corona masks. You need a Corona mask?
Yeah, I need one.
You need one? Email us. Yeah. We'll send you one.
You email us and we'll send you one right up.
Yeah, you email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we will mail you one.
That's great.
That way you have one.
You're doing great job.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great job.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Email us for real.
Yep.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. We'll send you a mask. Yeah. Keep you safe.
Okay, you guys have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
Sometimes I enjoy you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Thank you.
We enjoy you. Just keep going.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's good. And I like it when they enjoy us.
I like being enjoyed.
I do. Being enjoyed is fun.
The driveway looks amazing. Yes,
it does.
We can finally drive in it as of today.
The dude said I could drive on it on Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm putting my damn car in the garage.
Yeah.
I have to go to work in the morning, and I don't want to get into a cold car.
You hate having a cold car.
I do hate having a cold car.
And now our little car's not even sagging in the garage because the floor's not sagging.
It was kind of weird pulling into the garage, and it just went...
Right in, and no, thump, thump, yep. Thump, thump.
Okay, I have a question for everyone, if I can. So there's two different kinds of people out there in this world, especially now in the corona world. People who love to sleep naked... And that those who like to sleep wearing proper pajamas. According to a recent survey from plenty of people like to they go to bed naked. 65% found that people in the U.S. sleep in the nude, naked. Oh. 65%.
That's good.
Well, now it's 100% in this house because it's only two of us.
Yeah. even our Ariel slept in the nude.
Well, I don't need to...
Patrick slept in his boxers.
In his underwears.
Yeah.
But so now that's not a proper PJs. But do you think that people are still going to bed like Rob and Laura Petry at night in the full pants?
Jason naked all the way.
All the way.
Gets too hot with clothes on, I'm telling you. I don't know.
Well,
in
the winter time.
I think that maybe people... I twisted my pajamas, take it off. See, just start without them on. It usually starts out better all the way around that way.
So is the 65% low?
No, I bet that's good. Yeah, because I think people who are not comfortable with their bodies and people who hate their partners sleep in clothes.
What if they are cold?
You get another blanket.
Yeah, but there's, well.
Maybe.
I'm just asking. I didn't do the poll. I'm just asking. I'm playing the devil's advocate.
I love it.
See?
Classy has a roommate.
A male roommate, so she sleeps.
That's understandable.
Naked with the flannel sheets. Now that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Josie has a Russian heater.
Yes.
That she keeps in the bed.
Yes, so she's naked for sure.
Oh, yeah. Climbing all over him.
And a blanket.
Oh, yeah. Kremlin keeps you warm.
You're the heater.
I am the heater. Yeah. I just thought that was an interesting study. And if it's, you think, changes during corona time.
Mary Poppins, are you guys sleeping naked?
I believe she said it.
Yeah.
That she was.
All right. Yeah. See, got a tall dude. Curl up in there. Get up in there. You get warm. I feel like you get warmer quicker when you're naked.
You get warmer quicker? Well, that's what they always said, that if you're hypothermic or whatever, you should get nude.
And get
and
next to the
rub
person.
Rub your bodies together.
Right, like, ooh, two sticks.
Not like two sticks.
So you ignite and fire.
Fire.
Or else it gets squishy.
Hey, Steve, I'm pretty cold. Come on over here. Warm me up.
Now, in that case, it's called tummy sticks.
Tummy sticks. Well, we asked Jason what tummy sticks was, and he says that's just a made-up term for the movie. Oh, yeah, Steve. That's right. I didn't use a Russian accent, did I?
Mary Poppins' boyfriend's name is Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Josie's Russian Steve.
I know, but I think Mary Poppins is Steve, too.
Oh, there's two Steve dudes?
Yeah, see? Steve and Steve. That's right. It's universal. Ooh, those Steves are hot.
Jess Duck is right. When you're sleeping naked, you got to go pee. It can be cold, especially if you've got hardwood floors or something.
You just run. You run, well, run,
we,
run,
we
run.
We keep
and
a heater
pee
in the bedroom.
You run, back.
No, see, I like how you girls, you just run, you go pee, and then you're done. Right? With your big... pee holes, but not us guys.
We are big
stand
pee
there
holes.
And we go like this. Pee. You want to talk about getting cold? You know why? Because I'm still peeing. Pee. And you, no, you guys are just like, and done. Man.
Wow. That's funny.
Your pee holes.
We do go quicker than you.
Yeah, you do.
We just do. It's not our fault. You know what? God just made us better all the way around. Wasn't our fault.
Yeah, he just made you. He even made your pee time faster.
He was like, man, you know what? Upgrade. Human 2.0. We had to upgrade that to human 5.0.
There we go. That's fine. So since you're sleeping naked, what's the best way when it comes to sex? Because a large number of men prefer that their women not be completely naked during sex.
What?
Yeah, research found that 43% of men think it's sexier for a woman to wear an article of clothing during sex than to be completely naked. What article of clothing would he like to see her in order would be a teddy, stockings, and high-heeled shoes.
Yeah, that tells you right there. Fucking men are stupid. Like, a woman is going to go to bed in a teddy, stockings, and high-heeled shoes.
Well, you could be in either a teddy, you could be in stockings, or you could be in just high-heeled shoes.
So what are you going to be in? What if we want you in something? What if you not being naked is good enough? Why don't you fucking dress up, bitch?
What do you want me to wear? A fucking tie around my neck?
You know I got just the suit already.
Yeah, I know. A gimp suit?
I like the snap-away boy short panties.
That's fine. Yeah. But that's just an obstacle. That's a playtime.
That's exactly. What is your theory on clothing? And
I hate clothes all the time. Because I don't like clothing.
How many teddies and negligees have I bought?
Maybe two or three, four.
Yeah.
But
have we had sex in?
Well, no, all of them.
None.
No, they did for a minute. We did stuff.
Where does it end up?
We had foreplay in.
On the floor.
Okay, we had foreplay in them. But now this study says 43% of the men think it's sexier for women to wear an article of clothing during sex.
Yeah.
So that makes me think that that's actually during the sex act.
Right. So a necklace?
Christy wants a tool belt.
Yeah.
So you look productive. Like when you're done here, you're going to
She wants a tool belt that holds her little slut paddle.
Oh. I thought it was so that when you're finished, you could get up and go fucking do something.
Mary says his hard hat.
Christy, a hard hat.
Hell yeah. Yeah, because then you're a working man. Yeah, see?
Interesting. Would you like to see me in, like, my headphones?
No.
Like your work outfit?
No.
I mean, I could be like,
You
no,
know what?
I don't want any
I'm
clothes.
A purist.
Me too.
So I'll take you in some coconut oil.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
she's like
fun.
A shiny me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like all nude.
Shiny you, shiny me.
Now,
makes for fun.
I do like a little bit if you were running around the house and having a little goofy time. A t-shirt.
Jason can get you a hard hat. Okay, bring it over, Jason.
I want a hard hat, Jason, please. Yes, thank you. I do like a t-shirt.
A slip and slide?
I do like a,
you know what else
t-shirt
is good
with no panties or a t-shirt and like panties sometimes. When I can just see.
Yeah, but that's
underneath.
Just walking that's, around the house.
Not like when we're just like when like the beginning of when our sexy night's happening or something.
Right.
And
right.
We're having our first couple drinks and we're
that's
fooling
usually
around.
Like right now. It's we'll like, go shower.
Yeah.
And then because of my shoulder, I have to take a hot shower.
Right.
And then after the shower, I'll just put on my little
short shirt.
Yeah.
And then your little panties and we'll come
downstairs.
And then downstairs,
we'll come down and we'll eat.
And we'll have dinner and stuff like that. And then I'll be like, ooh, and then that's cute. But when it comes time to bedroom, get all that cotton off you.
I like you in short shirts too.
Yeah, like just short shirts.
Hangs out the bottom, and when I walk by, I can just brush it.
Exactly.
It's giving me goosebumps.
Yep, there we go. So I think we've all worked this out. Nobody likes to have clothes on, and Jason wants to see me naked in a hard hat.
And I would encourage everyone to do it with the lights on.
I wasn't sure. Maybe the hard hat photo shoot, like some glamour shots with me and no shirt on and a hard hat. That's what we should give Mike and Jason for helping us out so much lately.
Naked pictures of you?
Well, no, glamour shots, just chest, bare chested.
Naked pictures
and
of you.
Glamour shots.
I love it. They will love it.
With the filter around the outside.
They will love it.
What the hell did she just say?
But I just want to encourage you and say that those two gay men,
Christy,
do like Christy. To pull the straights right off the fence.
How much has Christy had to drink?
She's getting hot. It was the tool belt with the slut paddle.
Wow. Mirrors, lights on, mirrors on the closets, the ceiling.
Ceiling, everywhere.
Oh, I have a hand.
Put some over the headboard.
No, I have a hand mirror I use.
That way you can see whatever you want. Yeah. Oh. You're like a dentist. You just swoop it around.
Boom.
Get it right.
Boom. I pull that light over the top. I got my hand mirror out.
Men of many talents.
Oh, I'm a sexual dentist.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
You are.
Holy shit.
I am writing that down.
But Christy says, take pics.
Sexual dentist. That's the name of my next band. Mm-hmm. Sexual dentist.
I don't know if that's the way you want to go, because some dentists have gotten in trouble for having sex with their asleep people.
Oh, my first song's definitely going to be Thank You for Laughing Gas. Laughing Gas got me laid. And then, have you met my wife, Laughing Gas? Yes,
fly on the wall.
Mary, you couldn't look at us in the eye ever again. That fly would fly away.
She says, thank you for coming inside. That's another song, I'm assuming.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Because dentists say that all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Come inside, right. Sit down.
Yeah.
Get in your chair.
You should brush better.
We're going to put a little pad in your chair and one around your neck. I love it.
She was wearing...
Open wide.
I love it. This will only hurt for a second. You'll only first... Oh, no, wait.
Another song. Let me floss you.
You might feel a lot of pressure. Things dentists say.
This is only going to poke for a minute. Yeah,
this is a great game. Things you hear on a first date or things a dentist say. You're going to feel a lot of pressure.
It'll only hurt for a minute and then that's it'll right. go numb.
After the, that's right. After the first poke, you'll be fine.
That's right.
Just a pinch. Say ah.
That's what they say. Just a pinch.
This is for your protection.
Right.
They put that little bib right around your neck and they say that. Swirl and spit.
I think it's swish and spit.
Oh, swish and spit. That's right. I was so close. Swish. Christy was trying to type swish so fucking fast. Choose from the toy box. Yes.
You know, all that was in there were fucking toothbrushes and stickers and those little tablets you chewed up made your teeth red.
No, and the frogs that you pushed on the back and they jumped. Remember? There are those little frogs that had the tab on the back.
Oh,
and they
my God.
Breathe in and out slowly.
Out of your nose.
Yeah. Breathe through your nose. Push out.
That's funny.
That's great. Dentists are creepy.
They said push out when you were under the gas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just breathe deep.
Don't bite down or bite down hard. Could go either way.
Don't eat for 24 hours.
We know someone living that hell.
Oh, my God. Let me lay you back.
That's
this is
right.
Dentists are getting a lot of
all
action.
Done now.
See you next week.
I like it. Wrong size. Let me get another one. Oh my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, don't suck on anything while you're healing. This is so great.
Watch out for a dry socket.
Oh, my God. I love you people, too, man. This is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, swish with salt water. This is
crazy. The dentist.
Oh my God. Swish with salt water. It only burned for a minute.
Yeah. Here's some extra gauze. Just pack it in there if it bleeds.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Change that thing every other hour.
Hey, Pat, thanks for joining us. We're just playing a little game of is this what a dentist says or your first date has said? Breathe deeply. This will only take a second.
That's right. Let me lay you back.
Take two and call me in the morning.
Don't bite down. Yes. Just a pinch. Holy mackerel. Love it, man. I love it.
We're running them off.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, I think this has been successful.
You know, it always ends up being a private party.
It does. We are a private party.
Yeah.
All right. So I need to take some notes. Let's get ourselves Sexual Dentist, the game sweeping the nation.
Okay.
How? What do we call the game? Who? Things.
You just said it.
Do I, right?
Things that are said to you on your first trip to the dentist or a first date.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I'd prefer a big prick. Christy says, okay. Classy says, you'll feel a little prick. Christy says, I want a big prick. And if you could make it black, she would also prefer that. Oh, my God. I'm just saying, we might as well be specific.
Some people prefer dark chocolate.
You know? That's all right. Just a big needle. Yes, a small prick with a large dick, Josie. That is better. Phrasing. I love it. You guys are so amazing. I'm glad I'm feeling so much better today.
Oh, me too.
Even Marlon. This morning while I'm up running around the house like a crazy person, Sean looks at me and says, oh my God, you look so much better. You have a sparkle in your eye. And then Marlon came over and he was all, oh, you have a sparkle in your eye.
Yeah, big time.
It is truth. Oh, Mary, her dentist was old. Mm. Oh, the green-eyed dragon. Our poor Marlon had something tragic happen today. But we'll wait for him.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, we love him. So just put him in your prayers. His family. He's all right, fine.
So are we doing this Saturday? Let's
sure.
do it.
Sure.
Let's just do
sure.
it. We'll talk about it all week.
This Saturday at Littleton Cafe, we're going to meet for breakfast at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to call in our orders. We'll have to ask Gaga.
I'll get a hold of Gaga, and we'll find out if we need to call ahead or if we can just all... You know, so I don't know what's the rule. Can you just hang out? Yeah, got to all be in your car probably.
Yeah,
but you're
because
6 foot away,
they're
right?
doing church services in their car.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So they are doing church services in their car. So I think if people just stay in their car, you're fine.
And then we just yell at each other?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Christy, why are you talking?
What day are we doing this? This Saturday the 18th?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
This Saturday the 18th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Or should we do the 28th?
I love Josie. Watch us. Yeah, they'll allow it. I'm telling you. It's totally fine.
I say we do the 18th. Gaga said that 10 o'clock would work.
Yeah.
We'll do the 18th. We'll go. We'll social distance.
Do we need to call in our orders, Gaga, before
we
get
out,
there?
Yeah.
Can we go on your website and find the menu? Are you
yes.
offering your whole menu?
No.
Or a different menu? Because you have a giant menu.
They do have a big menu.
Yeah.
There's got to be an abbreviated menu, but I probably not. No, in a way.
No, in
well,
no
yeah,
way.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll find out all the details.
We will find out all the details.
Yeah, maybe a mini menu?
We'll know more by tomorrow. It's a date. Check the Grubhub menu.
Oh, Grubhub menu.
Check
okay.
the Grubhub menu, and then I'm guessing we can order and then just pick it up.
We should order before we get there.
Is that what she says?
She said check the Grubhub menu.
Yeah, check the Grubhub menu, and we'll all work it out.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We've got a few more days to work out the logistics, but if you want to join us, it's...
You order before.
Okay. Is that what she said?
Yep. She said, yes, remember, yes, you order before. What's the name? It is called the Littleton Cafe. And it is on Littleton Boulevard and Datura.
That it's 1409.
1409?
Yep, 1409 West Littleton Boulevard. 1409. Super easy to find. It's right on the corner of Datura and Littleton Boulevard.
Called Littleton Cafe.
It's an A-frame building. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm, an awesome mm-hmm. old A-frame building. It's been in Littleton forever. And I'm going to deliver food on my roller skates. So you guys come parking, and I'll come rolling around on my roller skates, bringing you your pancakes.
Yes.
And great green chili and amazing freaking eggs Benedict. I mean, I don't know what's exactly on the Grubhub menu.
But all right. I do know that all of those amazing things
are happening.
Amazing things are there. So
yeah, we're going to do that Saturday. Great.
18th. I wrote it down on the notes.
Make sure to order drinks when you order your food. Place your orders ahead of time, and Sean will be there so he can deliver. I don't see why not.
If she'll let me.
Put your mask out.
If Gaga will let me in my mask and my beekeeper suit. Amita
says I'm naming it Swallow Cafe on her calendar. That's right. You guys come. It'll be so fun.
Littleton Boulevard Day Tour, 10 o'clock. I can deliver on roller skates. I'll be in my hard hat.
Your mask on.
I have my mask on.
And your roller skates.
And I'll have eye protection, gloves, you know.
Maybe nothing else, but you'll have those on.
Like welding gloves that go to my elbows. And short shorts. Yes. Gotta have the short shorts in case I go down.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, we're gonna have a mega bowl.
Saturday.
10 a.m. Littleton Cafe. This is going to be fun.
We're going to be there, Gaga. We're going to bring you some masks.
We're going to come. We're going to bring masks for Gaga, and we're going to have breakfast. And this is something that I've wanted to do for a while, and I'm glad that we're getting to get out.
Yes.
Saturday morning, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
And we'll probably even do a live podcast.
Sure, why not?
Might as well from the phone. Not? Something might like as well. That.
Something.
Yeah. And I'm not going to wear a blonde wig. I'll be on roller skates. I can't have the wind in my hair. You're or the hair in blonde. My face. I have a by blonde head.
Right.
Yes. I don't know exactly what I found that we're listening to. No, I have more things.
Okay.
Yeah, what I have interesting things. You know what we need to do? If you're using cash right now, ladies and gentlemen, remember that cash is gross.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers found that most dollar bills are covered in over 3,000 different types of bacteria. Everything from the germs that cause acne, which is the worst, to microbes that cause people to get them sick. You know why? Because we all lick our fingers when we count our bills. You know? Did you know that some countries print their money on plastic? Of course, here in the U.S., we don't do that. That's just paper. And if we had the plastic ones, they would be easier to clean. So make sure if you're using cash or if you're out at the store or if somebody gives you cash or you turn a trick for some cash or something, I don't know what you do with your spare time, make sure you wash your hands after you're done fondling that cash. Oh, wash your pockets. And that's something else that I heard is the number one way to kind of stop transmission, especially at home, is if you're outside the house or you're working outside the house, when you come home, take off your clothes.
Right.
And don't wear your shoes.
In the house. That's what they say. Most things transferred is from your shoes.
Yep. And Josie says that you can send all your cash to her, and she has a money washing machine.
So she can clean it.
Right there at her house.
You know, for a small fee.
Oh, that's nice. Where you get one of those, huh? Money washing machine. So we thought maybe if you ironed all the cash.
Yeah.
Maybe if you did that, that might kill it because it steams it.
Yeah. It's hot. It's super hot.
Hot and steamy.
Yeah, shut that off.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah, I know.
Hot and steamy. Oh, Josie's not going to tell us how she cleans her money.
No.
Seth is in the room. What's up, Seth?
She's going to charge a small fee, too.
A small fee. Laundering is beneficial.
Yeah, see?
I saw it on Ozarks. I know how you do it.
Okay,
good times. I think we covered everything. I got that. I got the dirty cash. I got the clothes during sex. Exercise doesn't help you lose weight, so stop it. Just eat whatever the hell you want. It's not the exercising. Sleeping in your birthday suit. When to wash your hands. Just wash them all the time.
Yeah.
Did you know that Dr. Seuss invented the word nerd?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That seems about right.
Nerd first appeared in Dr. Seuss's 1950s books, If I Ran the Zoo. The passage reads, and then show them, I'll sail to Katuru and bring back an Itcheroo, a prep, a prue, a nurkle, a nerd, and a sea sucker, too.
Oh.
I wonder if he invented sea sucker. Succubus.
Yeah, right?
Succubus is a word.
Succubus.
It is a word.
That's a horrible woman.
It is a horrible woman. No one, no one wants to be. I want to be a succubus.
No one wants to be that.
All right, let's find this here.
All right, let's do it. What are we doing? Are we finishing?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
Don't you?
Hey, we need to eat dinner.
Yeah, we have dinner and showers to take.
Yeah.
Remember, today is National Ex-Spouse Day, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. How did Nurkle not stick, but Nerd did?
Tomorrow's National Laundry Day, folks. So get your laundry done. And it's Anime Day. So get your anime on tomorrow.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, tomorrow's Banana Day.
Eat a banana.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth. Take a video. Post it on Facebook.
I will. You
eating a banana.
I would like people to take videos, eye contact people when you're eating this banana.
Right into the screen. Me and you, man. We share the same brain.
Nuts.
You're funny.
You're goofy.
Hey, we love you guys.
I bet you do love Jason. You love bananas.
Or banana pudding.
Or banana related objects.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Christy. Good night, Classy.
We love you all. Thank you for hanging out.
We love you all. Good night, Josie. Good night, Jason. Good night, Gaga. We'll see you Saturday.
Good night.
Good night, Amita.
We'll see you all Saturday.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.